Baron Gaza watched as the small vehicle on the monitor violently detonated.
Got him.
Confirmed. That was a kill.
There's more. A larger one. Find it.
On the control board was a vid screen with a view of the cliff. The angle was bad, and he couldn't see much past the edge, but just that glimpse of the WAG was enough. The robotic tank responded instantly to his command and blew it apart with the main cannon.
Second target has been acquired.
It then brought another van into sight, this one only visible halfway up from the desert ground. It seemed to be moving fast from the rain sheeting off its chassis, but the WAG stayed in the exact center of the monitor, as if nailed there.
Ready on your command, sir.
Gaza bared his teeth in a feral grin.
Kill him.
A split second later, the black hole appeared in the target's side, and the WAG flipped over sideways as if exploding from within. Bodies and wreckage flew into the storm, a tire going over the edge of the cliff and falling from sight.
Target has been eliminated.
The machine patiently waited for the next command. Gaza noticed that its metal voice was getting clearer constantly, as if knocking off the dust of 100 years of sleep. That made sense to Gaza. If you built a machine this complex, what the hell difference was there between it and a living thing? None that he could see.
Anything else? Is there a large WAG covered with guns and missiles?
Please define WAG.
A vehicle, a truck. Is there any other enemy transports? Any further movement on the cliff?
There was a brief pause as the vid screen flicked along the visible length of the cliff, large sections hidden behind the pre-dark buildings. Only a few of them still had fires burning in their guts. The rest were cold and dark, many beginning to crumble from the combination of fresh air, fire damage, and the acid rain. The pre-dark city was dying before his eyes. In a few days, this would be only a hole in the ground, filled with rubbish and bones.
Negative. The perimeter is clear. Milsat relays inoperative for unknown reason.
Try the end of the world, Tin Brain.
Well done. Stay Razor.
Please define Razor.
Stay sharp and on alert.
Gaza felt a trickle of sweat flow down his face. Damn, he had to be more careful than that. He didn't want this machine to figure out that he wasn't who he claimed to be.
Roger. Order confirmed, sir. Alert status will be maintained at Razor level.
Unnerved, the Baron arched an eyebrow at that, but forced himself to say nothing. So it learned, eh? That was both good and bad. He was riding a wild mutie here, but there was no other way out of this hellhole except with this behemoth. Hunched in the gunner's chair, Kathleen held her eyes closed tight, hands over both ears. She was clearly terrified by the sentient machine. Gaza sneered. Well, too bad. There were lots of sluts in the world to replace her, but only one behemoth. Behemoth? Yeah, that was a good name for it.
Alert! Change of plans. We shall leave the area and begin digging efforts. But shoot anything you see. The enemy has many missiles, and they must be stopped.
Order confirmed.
Setting the tank in motion, Gaza was first startled and then delighted at the smoothness of its ride. Somehow, the machine adjusted itself to always stay level, even as it rolled over the pre-dark cars. On the side monitors, the machine was passing dozens of stores ripe for the looting, but that wasn't pressing at the moment. There was a stash of MRE packs in the tank, enough for him and Kathleen for a few days. After that, he could get all he needed from the trader. He knew that she had hidden depots across the Deathlands, filled with fuel, food, rockets, everything. The tank was powered by some tech thing called a fusion reactor, so it didn't need any fuel, but the rest would come in handy as rewards for his new army of Sekhmen. As it cleared a squat monolithic structure, the western face of the cliff came into direct view, and now the turret swung around and hummed again. The Baron lifted a plastic cube in his hand.
Is this what you're firing?
Confirmed.
The Baron turned the object about so that it reflected the rainbow lights from the complex control boards. At first he had thought it was sort of a paperweight or target marker. The thing was only a greenish cube about the size of his fist. There was no brass, no C4, nor anything that he recognized as dangerous.
Explain how this works to my civilian wife.
The Baron pronounced the old words carefully and glanced at the woman cowering in the chair. The machine started into a tech talk involving kinetic energy and caloric conversion that was far beyond his understanding of such things. But he slowly got the idea. Yeah. A strong man could hold a bullet in his hand and throw it at you with all of his strength, and it wasn't going to do anything. The bullet wasn't dangerous. It was the speed of the lead. This thing took those cubes and fired them so nuking fast, they hit like bombs. He placed the cube aside with some reverence.
How many more of these are in storage?
409. 408.
And the truck in the park was filled with thousands of them. Once he got out of this fucking city, there was nothing and nobody in the world that could stand before this monster war wag.
Hit the new cliff lower, so the rocks pull themselves down. Then hit the fresh fall high to widen the destruction. Gotta have a wide path for a wag, for a tank of this size.
Confirm, sir.
The cannon shifted its angle, humming and humming, as fresh sections of the rocky cliff exploded into pieces, the rubble tumbling into the sinkhole, and slowly building a wide sloping ramp that was reaching for the surface and freedom. The cannon hummed, and whole new sections of the cliff came tumbling down, the pile gradually growing in width as the rainy desert sands began to flow down into the city. Gaza was pleased it responded so well. Maybe he was getting better at this tech talk, but he had to stay double razor, keep everything simple, and try to talk as if he was pre-dark. Treat this as his new wife, and the world would be his to command. That was, once he got out of this fucking pit.